Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Verses 1 through 21, Colossians chapter 3. Thank you, Father, once again for the gift of your word. Thank you for the privilege of being able to fellowship with you daily in your word as you speak words of wisdom, grace, life, peace, and power into our hearts, our minds, our lives. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would empower us more and more to be the people of prayer you've called us to be, and that would empower us to be the people who walk in your word and read and meditate and live in your word daily that you've called us to be as well. We thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you made man in your image. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that Jesus came down as a man in the flesh. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have so many of your lessons, so many of your teachings, so much of how you guide us as in-person teachings. Thank you so much that Jesus walked among us and healed the sick and raised the dead. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you call us to resurrection life. Heavenly Father, we just ask that your word would permeate every part of our beings and that your resurrection life would permeate every part of our beings. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're wanting our listeners to know that we're in the process of gathering listener testimonies now to play during our upcoming spring share-a-thon, which is just a few weeks away. And we're hoping to hear from you. If the Lord has used American Family Radio to strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, we're hoping to hear from you. If you've been if you've been blessed and encouraged and edified through the Holy Spirit reaching through this radio network, again, we're inviting you to give us a call. We'd like to hear your AFR story, and it could be a blessing and encouragement to many, many others. So if you'll tell us how Christ has used AFR in your life, we'd appreciate hearing from you. The number to call and share for a minute or two is this number, 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893 to share your AFR listener testimony story. We hope to hear from you. As we often do, we do want to share, take time to share a discipleship article, an article we wrote that placed on the AFA stand, and one to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and also one to bless and encourage your family, a tool to use for the discipleship of your family, and a tool to forward and encourage other believers, fellow church members, maybe fellow workers, saved or unsaved individuals as well, a tool or a seed to plant in their lives. This article is entitled Students in the School of Prayer. Again, that's Students in the School of Prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us, pray without ceasing. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or what person is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake, will he? So if you, despite being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Again, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Then Mark chapter 1, verse 35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Again, Mark 1, 35. Prayer, what is it? It's talking to and listening to God. It's walking in close fellowship with God. It's our intimate walk with Christ. Disciples of our Lord and Savior walked and talked and learned from the Lord. They watched and observed him. They saw him love, interact with, and move among the Jewish people. In all of this activity, they walked with him. One critical request that they asked him was this: Lord, teach us to pray. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. Apparently, something about Christ, his prayer life, and the results that he received made them want to know how to pray like he did. And this is actually a wise prayer for each one of us to pray too. Lord, would you teach me how to pray? Be aware that knowing how to pray effectively can change everything in your life. The Lord commanded us to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Apparently, prayer is extremely important since God commands us to do this continually. Yet we need to be wise enough to ask him, Lord, teach me how to pray without ceasing, would you? Guide and tutor and instruct me as to how to do this. We genuinely need to expand our definition and understanding of prayer and what prayer actually is. A wise prayer to pray daily to strengthen your prayer life is this one. Lord, bless my prayer life indeed. Expand its territory. Place your hand anew upon my prayer life. Keep my prayer life from evil, that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. In other words, praying the prayer of Jabez over your prayer life. This is, of course, praying the prayer of Jabez, and we're encouraging you to pray it every single day. See 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Reading and meditating on the Word of God is a form of prayer. It's a form of communing with our Heavenly Father. It's a kind of prayer that is heavy on the listening side of prayer. The following is one way to pray the Word of God. And of course, this is Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all those that make up our listening family today and all those that are listening at this time. Thank you, Lord, for all those persons that we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, praying Psalm 91. May we be wise enough to be students in the school of prayer that never graduate. Our Heavenly Father always has more to teach each one of us about prayer and how to pray more fruitfully. Staying in the quote-unquote school is simply a wise way to live as we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the title of that article, Students in the School of Prayer. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Picking up now, reading through the Word of God, we begin now in the book of Psalms, Psalm 68. Psalm 68, beginning at verse 11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee, they flee, and she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escapes from death. But God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. Verses 11 through 23. Psalm 68. We'll be right back.
You're the one who walked on water, and you calm the raging seas. You command the highest mountains to fall upon their knees. You're
Of Lincoln Brewster with More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the book of Psalms, Psalm 68, beginning at verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation. And to God the Lord belong escapes from death. But God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your procession, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their leader, the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. O God, you know my foolishness. and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord, God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me. I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you. O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me. And out of the deep waters, let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents. For they persecute the ones who you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who who say, "Aha, aha." Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, "Let God be magnified." But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, "God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him." O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed, who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor, who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. For I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and control and comfort me on every side. Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt. Psalm 72. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness, and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy. and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Verses 1 through 5, Psalm 72. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the chance for us to know your word, to listen to it and follow it daily. More and more empower each of us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, if you don't have the habit of reading three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that very productive habit. Again, we're reminding you our fall share-a-thon is coming up in just a few weeks, and we're asking you to share listener testimonies. If you'd like to share your testimony of how the Lord has used American Family Radio and how His Holy Spirit has reached through this radio network to bless you, to encourage you, or to encourage your walk with the Lord, we hope to hear from you. The number to call to share your listener testimony is 1-877-876-8893. Again, that number is 1-877-876-8893 to share a listener testimony. We'll be right back. From the group's Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 27. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Then it happened as they were parting from, then it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone. But they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things they had seen. Now it happened on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, that a great multitude met him. Suddenly a man from the multitude cried out, saying, "Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child. And behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out, It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth, and it departs from him with great difficulty, bruising him. So I implored your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." And as he was still coming, the demon threw him down and convulsed him. Then Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the majesty of God. But while everyone marveled at all the things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, Let these words sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was hidden from them so that they did not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Then a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him, and said to them, "Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you, all will be great." Now John answered and said, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us." But Jesus said to him, "Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side." Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?" But he turned and rebuked them and said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell. Let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 10. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'The very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes." Verses 1 through 13, Luke chapter 10. Father, thank you, Lord, for the many ways our lives are blessed and encouraged and strengthened daily as we read and meditate on your word. And Lord, thank you for the truth that every moment that we spend in your word is time spent directly with you. And Lord, thank you for the fact that you'll spend as much time with us as we'll spend with you in your word. Father, anoint us as your church afresh with the spirit of grace that would more and more empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. Help us to grow an understanding of the priority prayer needs to have in the life of every single believer. And help us to grow an understanding of the priority. Prayer is to be in your church as a whole. And Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be the students of your word you've called us to be. Help us to grow an understanding of the fact that time in your word is so valuable. It accomplishes so many things. Help us to grow an understanding of the need to fill our lives daily with your word each and every day. And Lord, thank you for the encouragement and the empowerment that comes as we do just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And as we continue to encourage you to do so, if you don't have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day. A great day to start that very productive habit. And to every parent listening, we're encouraging you to start the habit of having each one of your children to read 3 chapters aloud to you daily so that they too can be blessed by the nourishing and empowering word of God being poured into their minds and their hearts each and every day. And as we've mentioned already, we're gathering stories coming up for our spring share-a-thon just a few weeks away, and we're hoping to hear from you. Keep in mind, if the Lord has reached through and by his Spirit has reached through the American Family Radio Network and blessed and encouraged you, we'd like to hear your testimony of how the Lord did that. In order to call in and share that testimony for a minute or two, call 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. We hope to hear from you, as we normally do through the broadcast. If you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ and would like to make that step, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with us now and commit or recommit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins and wrongs. 3 days later, you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. If you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to email you and share with you some resource materials and literature that'll help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us in order to get that. Again, that number, that email, joseph@afr.net. Again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to get copies of the articles we shared earlier, the article that we shared, it's entitled Students in the School of Prayer. Same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.